Hello everyone, I'm Megan Sullivan and welcome to History and Games, a video and audio series where I play popular video games and share the real stories and history hidden inside these wonderful games. Today, I'm excited to share everything we know so far about Assassin's Creed Codename Jade and talk about the possible ways it's tied to another Assassin's Creed game, not just in terms of story or characters, but also in how the two games are historically tied together in real life. It's a fascinating history, and I think you guys are really gonna like it. Speaking of which, if you like this video, please like and subscribe, and if you can, I'd love your support on Patreon at Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N-R Sullivan, and I'll be sure to bring you more History and Games goodness in the future. Thank you. So here is what we know about Assassin's Creed Codename Jade so far. Developer and publisher Ubisoft has teamed up with Level Infinite to create the next chapter in the Assassin's Creed series, which is a free-to-play mobile game. Assassin's Creed Codename Jade takes place in 215 BCE, between the events of Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Assassin's Creed Origins. Set during the time of the first unified empire of the Qin Dynasty in China, it was an unprecedented era of trade and cultural exchange between East and West. Against this backdrop, players will embark on the path of Xia, as the adopted child of the master Wei Yu. While duty calls, hidden threats loom large. From the Great Wall beyond the borders to the imperial capital of Xiangyang, players will begin a journey through ancient history to unravel dangerous conspiracies, parkour and explore the open world, refine the skill of assassination, and uncover the truth of their identity. Assassin's Creed Codename Jade will bring a fully customizable avatar to the series for the first time, allowing players to immerse themselves even more in the new adventure. Armed with a wide variety of tools, including unique Chinese spears, double swords, and bows, signature Assassin's Creed combat awaits in the lands of China. Now, there's no release date as of yet, but Ubisoft promises that a closed beta for the game is coming soon. Since China was one of the two locations high on my list for the next Assassin's Creed game, the other being pre-Columbian Mexico, I'm pretty excited for this game, and as we get closer to its release, I may do a more in-depth history on the Qin Dynasty, which is short but fascinating. But right now, I want to zero in on something else that caught my attention. Ubisoft announced that Codename Jade takes place between the events of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which takes place around 430 BCE during the Peloponnesian War, and Assassin's Creed Origins, which takes place near the end of the Ptolemaic period from 49 to 43 BCE. Is it possible that there's a connection between the story and characters in Codename Jade and the story and characters in Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Origins? And could all these assassins end up meeting each other in ancient China, even though they're on opposite sides of the world? Well, we probably won't see Bayek since Codename Jade takes place before the events of Assassin's Creed Origins and the rise of the Roman Empire. Although Rome was a rising power, and in fact was very busy fighting Hannibal when the Qin Dynasty was founded. It's very possible, however, that we might see Cassandra. After all, she did appear in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which takes place during the Viking era, so we know she's alive and well in 215 BCE. But this is History and Games, and I have to ask the question, is there historical precedent for a meeting between the ancient Greeks and the ancient Chinese that Ubisoft can play off of in Codename Jade? Believe it or not, there is. And this precedent doesn't just come in the form of written records. One of the most intriguing pieces of physical evidence comes from an ancient pair of pants. In the 1980s, a piece of extremely rare woolen textile was discovered by archaeologists in an ancient burial ground in northwestern China. Called the Sampul Tapestry, it depicts what looks to be a Greek soldier with blue eyes, a phalanx spear, a white headband, and what might be a tunic. Even more intriguing, the image of a centaur, a very Greek motif, is woven above the soldier's head. Who was this Greek-looking soldier? Well, we can't say for sure, but it's likely someone who was stationed at the easternmost edge of the Greco-Bactrian kingdom in Central Asia, which had gained independence from the Seleucid Empire, which was originally part of the Macedonian Empire established by Alexander the Great, who in turn won the territory from the Persian Empire after beating their last king, Darius III, at the Battle of Gaugamela in 331 BCE. Alexander then expanded his empire even further by establishing towns and garrisons in Central Asia and populating them with Greek-speaking peoples. Even when the Seleucid Empire fell apart, the Hellenic culture of Greco-Bactria clung on as late as the 1st century AD. Now, admittedly, scholars can't seem to agree on when the Sampul Tapestry was made. Dates range as early as the 3rd century BCE to the 4th century AD. But what's exciting is that means the tapestry could have been made in the 2nd century BCE, when a Chinese traveler named Zhang Qian was sent by the Western Han Dynasty to find allies on China's western frontier who could help the Han Emperor in his war against a steppe people known as the Xiongnu. In the famous historical text, Records of the Grand Historian, the author Sima Qian recounts how Zhang Qian reached western lands populated by the Dan Yuan, which is thought to mean the Great Ionians, Ionians being another name for the Greeks. Zhang Qian reported that these people, who lived in part of what is today's Tajikistan, had Caucasian features, lived in walled cities, and loved to drink wine, and that they resembled the populace living in nearby Greco-Bactria. Therefore, the Sampul Tapestry could be a contemporary depiction of the descendants of Greek soldiers who were stationed in and around Greco-Bactria at the time of Zhang Qian's journey. Whenever the tapestry was made, it's a wonderful testament to the meaning of East and West in antiquity. But how did this tapestry manage to survive over the centuries? After all, textiles rarely stay intact over long periods of time. Well, centuries after the tapestry was made, a European, possibly a Celtic warrior or mercenary, somehow managed to get his hands on a piece of a large wall hanging, which he then sewed into a pair of trousers. When he died, the soldier and his fancy pants were buried in the dry, arid desert of the Tarim Basin in western China, which helped preserve the fabric until it was uncovered by archaeologists many, many centuries later. In short, thanks to a magical pair of pants, we have tangible evidence that connects ancient Greece to ancient China. And although the adventures of Zhang Qian and the likely time frame of the Sampul Tapestry happened after the events of Codename Jade, the Hellenic cultures on the borders of China did exist in 215 BCE. And therefore, it's possible that for some reason or another, Cassandra has made her way east through the twilight years of the Greek world in Central Asia, or the new protagonist of Codename Jade has a reason to go west, perhaps to help fight against the Xiongnu. And the two may very well meet. And how cool would that be? So, are you guys excited for Assassin's Creed Codename Jade? Are you interested in learning more about the Qin Dynasty? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks so much for watching, guys. See you later.